Greetings to all who have come to worship, and we also welcome those who are worshiping at home, praising through our songs, and to find the will of God in this message. In December, we especially think about the story of Gabriel, who come and express the salvation plan that God had to use the life of Mary for his everlasting plan. And the first lesson is in Luke chapter 1, verse 26 to 28, with the title, Chosen by God. When God chose us, it is not a happenstance. It's a plan that God has. There's a story of a lady named Vera Zima. She is from Czechoslovakia. She married to her husband for a while, but after a while, and she was cheated by her husband, and her heart suffers. She doesn't know what to do. She wanted to kill her husband to avenge of her peace, but she was afraid of something that is so evil that she does not know how to do it. But she could not suffer with him, and finally she decided, I would commit suicide, she told herself. One day, she climbed on top of the third story of her house, opened the window, and she decided to jump out the window to kill herself. When she jumped to the ground, and she didn't die, only a slight injury, because when she jumped out the window, and the husband, she fell right on top of her husband, and the husband died, but she didn't. And with her committing of suicide, she achieved what she didn't want to do, and her husband passed away, but she only was slightly injured. And that something is happened by chance, but with God, when God chose any one of us into his everlasting plan, that is not a happenstance, but God had a clear plan for us. Today, we will think God has chosen Mary into her everlasting plan. God will choose us into his plan the same way. There are four things we will learn together through the story of Mary being chosen by God. When God has chosen, when chose the lowly and the unworthy, when God chose, he chose the impossible. When God has chosen, God chose because of his promise. And when God chose, he chose because of grace. And so let's pray for guidance to see how God has chosen us, whether we are unworthy, whether it's impossible for us to do anything for God, or God because of his promise, or because God chose us because of grace. Let's pray. Dear our loving Father, each year when we come into December, our heart turns toward our Lord in the joyful heart among the Christmas songs. But we wish our desire is not just the joy of the music. We want to have a joy in the meaning of Christmas. So this morning, may you use your word to teach us. And these words will always be with us, so we can see the blessings that we have been chosen to cause. You have great favor. God is with us, then we see the greatness, so we can see the responsibility to be part of the plan that you have chosen for your everlasting plan. May you be with each of our heart, with our mind, as we deliver this message. So none of mine become useless, but it is becoming guidance by the Holy Spirit to teach us and lead us into truth. We thank you, Lord. We lift everything into your hand. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So the first point is that when God chose,
in
Luke chapter 1, verse 26 and 8, in the sixth month, God sent angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee. Near congregation, Galilee is the north of the Israel, Nazareth is a very small town in the Galilee. It's just very lonely town. The land there is not fertile, and they could not plant anything there. At the same time, there in Nazareth, there has never been any name a person to as a leader. When Jesus, when he had his mission on the earth, Philip is one of the 12 had been chosen. He took a friend with him, Nathanael, with him, and told Nathanael, "We have seen the one that Moses has told us about, and that is Jesus from Nazareth." And then Nathanael left and said, "Anything good coming out of Nazareth?" And that means something that in understanding is very common among the people at that time. When they talk about Nazareth, they talk about something very lowly. Nazareth, something is not worthy, not of any value, but Philip told Nathanael that, "I have seen the being that Moses has talked to us, the prophets have told us, and that's Jesus from Nazareth." Dear congregation, Nazareth has a symbol of unworthiness before the Lord. But you and I have been received the Lord's love when God has become human flesh. Become a human flesh, but the name of that person is associated with the town of Nazareth. Jesus of Nazareth. And that name, Nazareth, has been associated when he began to carry out his mission, when he died on the cross, and the name on the cross also. The sign says Jesus of Nazareth. Dear congregation, what did Jesus say? Jesus from Jerusalem, maybe it's better. Or Jesus of David. Yeah. But our Jesus is carried the word Jesus Nazareth. Nazareth. And because this is the plan of God, from 700 years before Jesus was born, Isaiah has told as a prophet to come when he carried his mission as a burden, he will be despised and he will suffer and no sickness. He is something could not see his face. We even does not want to see his face. As they talk about the Israel just want to see the one that is come to save the world. But this is the everlasting plan of God. Jesus has to come to the earth and carry of Jesus of Nazareth. And last week we have learned that when we pray, Jesus, Jesus, the Nazareth from that name. It's not just a name calling. Each of us has a name, whether beautiful or ugly, or has so many. It's just a name to for calling, to discriminate from one person to another. But our God is Jesus the Nazareth. Is in there, is it authority inside the name. And Isaiah said, each one like the lost sheep. Everybody follow his own way. But when Jesus has been chosen, the Lord, it is the will for him to crush, for God to crush him and cause him to suffer. The Lord is pleased to crush him, the Jesus of Nazareth. Who is that? To that God to turn to crush him for us. And Isaiah said, and because God has chosen him to become a sacrificial lamb for us. And the fact that Christ accepts this sacrificial lamb has a very clear purpose, that is for God can see his descendants. The dream of God that his children from a lost sheep will to come back to him. And so God, Jesus, because of this joy, he accepted the way of the cross so that he can see his descendants. To see all those days will be everlasting. The name of Jesus Nazareth, not just on earth, but also in the everlasting life, will be there forever. And so, when he used his mission, his achievement on this earth to fulfill the will of the Lord. And that's the purpose why God is being called Jesus from Nazareth. But that name is not normal. Like Nathaniel has thought about Nazareth being a lowly town. Jesus, he's been associated with a location that is lowly, no name, unworthy name. His name, Jesus of Nazareth, and that name has become a name has an authority to change many situations. Our Jesus is a perfect man. He never accepted an imperfect person. He does not accept an imperfect situation, but he can come into an unworthy place to become an unworthy person before God. This is a wonderful thing that God has done. Because that he can choose from a lonely place that God can select Peter, Andrew, John, James, those are the fishermen to become a servant of the Lord. And because God has been chosen the unworthy people, that God, Jesus had chosen Matthew, is a tax collector, that someone has despised, a sinner, has become a servant for the Lord Jesus. Even, and because God chose from that unworthiness, that Jesus has chosen a thief to become his disciple, is something wonderful. Oh, how wonderful is his grace. He can choose from the unworthiness to become something great of value. It's worthy to God. And in the Bible, we see that when we heard of the name of Jesus of Nazareth, all the authority is in Mark. From the very beginning of Jesus' mission, Capernaum, he was meeting, and he saw somebody who is possessed. The evil, when saw Jesus in that person, they cried, "Oh, Jesus of Nazareth, why did you come here?" I know you, the evil person, the spirits of. Your name is holy of God. Your congregation, the evil saw Jesus, no, acknowledged that this is Jesus Nazareth, the Holy One of God. His name Jesus had the authority that the evil is fearful of. Unfortunately, today, many has been saved by the name of Jesus, but do not have a fear of the Lord in their heart. In Mark, because of this name, Jesus came to Jericho. A blind person sit there, heard about, and said, why is there some noise there? Jesus Nazareth is coming toward us. And the blind there call out, oh Jesus, David, that's the name. Jesus, that Nazareth, please have mercy on me. And that name has healed the blind. When Jesus came into Gethsemane in the time of suffering, because we'll receive that he could not imagine all the sins of the world is on his shoulder. The Holy One of God, he suffered, came into Gethsemane and fight there. Judas Iscariot, the one who sold Jesus, he took an army to the Gethsemane, the place where Judah knew that Jesus would come to pray each night. And when the army, the soldier came, Jesus faced the soldier, who do you look for? And the soldier found Jesus of Nazareth. And Jesus said, it is I. It is I. That means I am Jesus the Nazareth here. What happened? All the soldier fell back. Only just a word. The name. His name. I am Jesus of Nazareth. And all the soldier fell back. There is an authority in this name of Jesus of Nazareth. And in Acts, when his disciple Peter and John come to the temple, saw a cripple sitting at a beautiful gate, that from the this one cripple has been there for a long time. By the name of Jesus, Peter said, come and walk. And the name of Jesus is a wonderful name. They could change many lives of many. Somebody has persecuted this name Jesus to fight the Lord, to fight with the apostles who are spreading the gospel. One day that person was on the road and the light from the heaven shone on him and saw, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Saul looked up and said, who are you that I persecute? I am Jesus of Nazareth that you persecuted. God has used the name of Jesus of Nazareth to cause Saul to be blind. And he was led into Damascus thinking about himself, thinking about all the authority that he can persecute, he can destroy the people of God, the Christian at that time. And because, and this, the name of Nazareth has appeared to him. And the Bible says, God says, I will choose this person to become an instrument for me. An instrument that is of value to God. Jesus of Nazareth has changed many lives. Many lives that are unworthy. And dear congregation, Jesus of Nazareth has chosen me and has chosen you in his everlasting plan. He did not choose us happenstance. He chose for a plan. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26 to 29, Paul has explained that today in the church, look at ourselves, how many are great wisdom. who have authority? None. How many of royal descendants? Not much. Why did God choose the lowly of the earth? Because the Bible said He chose the He chose the weakness to shame the strong. He chose the unworthiness so that those who are boastful of their value to throw away their boastfulness. So thank be to God. In this Christmas season, we have not thought about how Jesus appeared. Be proud because we have been chosen by God. Not because of our worthiness, because of our unworthiness, and still God has chosen us. May we see the blessing because God has chose the unworthiness. When you choose, He chose myself and you. The second point that we think is that God chose the impossible. The Gabriel saw a virgin who has been pledged to be married to Joseph. The plan of God, that God has must choose a person and that person to give birth to the Lord Jesus. Everybody knows that a person who wants to be pregnant, a virgin who wants a pregnant to be born, a baby to be born, and that person must have the united between the parents, the father and the mother. But our God has come to a virgin to carry out His everlasting plan for the human race. This is an impossible thing with Mary. Even Mary questioned Gabriel in verse 37. How? I am a virgin. How could this be? How can I get pregnant? I have not been close to a man. How can I give birth? And what God has chosen from an impossibility, it's very difficult to understand. Mary could not understand herself. But with God, all things are possible. With God, everything can be done because God is a creator. When God is the creator, that nothing is impossible to God. God has chosen from Abraham in his old age, that God promised from there will be a son, and from there to be the father of many nations. That is impossible to Abraham, but with God it is possible, and it did happen. God chose Abraham to give him a son, and his descendant is the people of Israel, and then from there Jesus came. Joseph, descendant of Abraham, he was a slave because his brother had sold him to Egypt. But God can choose Joseph from that slave position, that he would live up to be a ruler of Egypt. Nobody could understand. Nobody could imagine such a thing for Joseph. God can choose a Moses without speech, having trouble achieved. But he became a ruler more than the great people of Israel out of Egypt into the wilderness. God can choose a David of a small person to destroy a Goliath, a giant, that the king in his army of Israel, nobody was so fearful of Goliath. But David was not fearful of the giant. I come to you not by the sword, but by the name of the Lord. God has chosen Peter as a fisherman, a lowly fisherman, to make the Pharisee to find a scheme to destroy from the religious order. The Pharisees of that time, they have been silent before Peter's. Ooh, these are the fishermen. How they can have this knowledge of the Jesus of Nazareth? When God chosen, He made someone to be an impossibility to carry out something that is possible to God. Why? Because God did not choose the talent from us. Only God chose the heart of the people. And who is doing the work? God did. God has chosen each one of us that is an impossible before the gospel, for the good news, even in Colorado Springs. And how can you and I can carry out this responsibility so that we can save many? God will do His work through us. Jesus will renew the life in each one of us so that His work, the Lord's work, can be done. So God did not choose because of our talent. No, He chose us because of our heart, when we are ready for Him. Paul has said to Corinthians, he said, I feel that I am weak, but His grace for me is sufficient. When saying that I am weak, and that's the moment I have been strong. It is a way how we can carry something impossible for God. When I feel weak, that is when I am strong. The renewal of life of Jesus can give us strength. So Paul wrote to the Philippians, I can do all things. Not only a few things. He said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Our Jesus is someone who used you and me to do something that is impossible because He gave us strength. Be thankful to God because this is the way God chose us, and because God chose the impossibility that you and me become chosen people, because we are impossible to carry out His will. We become part of the church to carry out His everlasting plan. The first point is that God chose because of His promise. And Gabriel told, come to Nazareth to see a virgin pledged to Joseph, belonging to David's descendant. In the Bible, we see that Joseph is descendants of David. And Matthew has the all the descendants listed in chapter 1. But there is a strange thing here. Mary, also a descendant David. And Luke has another listing of descendants from where Mary came from. And we see that. And Joseph and Mary belong to descendants of David and belonging to Abraham. God has a plan, right? It's not an happenstance. But God has an everlasting plan. And this plan that Joseph and Mary to become His everlasting plan, that for Jesus to come into this earth, and because to fulfill the promise through the prophets. Paul wrote in Romans in chapter 1, the gospel that I have for you, that is the gospel of the Son of God that has been promised by the prophets in the Bible, in the scripture. As someone from a body, he must be born from the descendant of David. God has a plan like that for many years before. And in that time, accordingly, in an appropriate time, then God fulfilled His promise through Mary and Joseph, bringing Jesus into the world. Dear congregation, it is not God's plan that God chose Jews from someone in the descendant of David, that Jesus will come from them. And today, who will know about Mary? Nobody would know about Mary. And because that God has promised that the one who comes to the world must be descended from King David. Now we see that Mary become somebody very famous above any other women in this world. And in this world, maybe Cleopatra from Egypt, maybe respected and well known, or Victoria, the Queen, or Queen Elizabeth, or Diana, all those in the history are famous women. But, dear congregation, they only are well known for a period of time. They don't remember all of them. Maybe a few will remember and reminded their names, the Victoria, Elizabeth, or Diana. But they don't remember it all the time. But the name of Mary, that among everybody, they reminded themselves every day of Mary. Every day. Or not just once in a while. Every day, the name of Mary. There are so many has mentioned the name of Mary. Not only to mention, they respected that Mary. The overboard in the trust in Mary. That respect is only not only for Mary, but Mary has been reminded, and even they were overboard. Mary, mother, the queens of heaven, or the mother of Jesus, that's an overboard. The name of Mary is something that are many in this world. Name them, their daughters name Mary. The parents name the daughters Mary. So many of them. Mary is someone that among this world that has been named to even pray to Mary. And Mary is in this world is always been mentioned in the world. How God is a God that expressed His handiwork throughout the history. From the very first, when God created this world, and then God has created Adam by His own power, so that He has the human race carrying His own image. And among the descendants, He chose one. From there, a nation was born. That is the people of Israel. And by this Israel, God has established something wonderful for us. Yes, God has created a memory for all the people of Israel. We are preparing to commemorate Christmas. The whole world is preparing for Christmas. And we want to remind to us that God has come into the world. And then March and April, we will commemorate the resurrection to commemorate that God has saved us on the cross by sacrificing Jesus on the cross. Every first Monday of the month, we will have communion. Communion is to commemorate the work of the Savior on the cross. All these things of God has planned, He has caused us to commemorate these in the heart of the chosen people of God. If there is no plan, it's not by His promise. There is no Christmas, there is no resurrection, there is no communion, there is no church. There is no me and you in this world as people of God. And because of His promise, we have become part of His plan, everlasting plan. And because of this promise by the prophets in the Bible, that Mary has a position in God's everlasting plan. And in whoever has accepted Him, what does God do? He gave the authority to become children of God. This is not from us, not our effort. This is from God. Who is believed in Him, He gave authority to become children of God. And that is a promise. And because of that promise, that today, me and you, we all become children of God. We participate in an everlasting plan of God. And whatever we do, it will be everlasting. The fruit of our labor will be everlasting. Thanks be to God. And because of His promise that we have a position so we can fulfill the responsibility we've been given. The fourth one that we can think with each other. God chose because of grace. God chose the unworthy. God chose from the impossible. God chose because of His promise. And the fourth one, God chose because of grace. In verse 28, when Gabriel said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." You are have highly favored. Somebody has been receiving grace from Adam when Adam fell into sin. Nobody can stand before God and be alive. Everybody must be cannot come close to God. But if somebody can come close to God, and only by grace. Without grace, no one can stand before the Lord. And Psalm 24, verse 3, who may ascend to the mountain of the Lord? Chapter 24, verse 3. Who may stand in His holy place? And this question means one. There is no one can stand before the Lord. Nobody can come into the mountain of the Lord. Nobody can stand in the holy place of God. But in Exodus chapter 24 verse 1, then the Lord said to Moses, come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 elders of Israel, to come in, up into the mountain right now. If God did not allow, who can come into the mountain of the Lord? And because of grace, that Moses, Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 elders can come into Sinai. There, they can saw the glory of God. There, they saw the glory of God. That Moses said, I have seen, sit on the high throne and in His foot, like a sea of bright blue sky, a pavement made of lapis lazuli. God let them see a part of His glory, and the Bible said that they did not die. Nobody can face God, but these, they were able to stand to see the glory at the foot of God, that they did not die, just because of grace. In Revelation chapter 6 to the 7, in the day that He expressed His anger, for the great day of their wrath has come,
Who can withstand it? What is the country? Which person in this person can will have faith with the Lamb of God that can stand before His wrath? Dear congregation, the Bible says that the devil has this darkness of the Antichrist and give the authority to Antichrist of a false prophet. And behind the prophet is the darkness, power of darkness and of Satan. But the result, in the last day, we see that Antichrist will be thrown into the lake of fire. The false prophet will also be thrown into the lake of fire. Even Satan will be thrown into the lake of fire. There is no nation, there is no one, there is no authority can come before the wrath of our Lord. That the Bible said, be, but those who've been killed because of his testimony about Jesus, because of the word of God, they can face in life. He suffered all those under Antichrist. They suffered under the false prophet. They suffered under the power of darkness, of fighting. He lay down. But before the Lamb, all the authority of this world is all been thrown to the lake of fire. But those who die because of Jesus' testimony, because of the word of God, they can be resurrected and stand before the Lord. Thanks be to God. Not by grace. Nobody has any value before God. God is full of mercy. Grace is something that is the attribute of God to give it to us. But the person is unworthy of receiving that grace. Nobody is worthy of that grace, but God is giving His grace to us. Thanks be to God. We have been unworthy, has been chosen to receive that grace, and by grace, Jesus has been brought into God's everlasting plan. And she has a responsibility, that is, the Spirit will overcome her and give that name Jesus. That son, the son of the Most High, and Mary's responsibility has a relationship with the flesh, with the Lord Jesus. She gave birth to Jesus. Many desire to be like Mary. I wish I were chosen by God, just like God chose Mary when Jesus came to the earth. They praised Mary. You are so blessed, Mary, because you have born a Savior. And so, feeding with her breast, Jesus said, those who are doing the will of God is better, more blessed than Mary. And this is a wonderful grace that we have been received by the Lord. We have a hope that we are part of the everlasting. Whoever is doing the will of God, that person is more blessed than Mary who has given birth to Jesus. And the congregation, and by that grace, Mary has completed her responsibility. Because of grace, the unworthiness like Peter, Andrew, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Simon, or Judah, all those are unworthy in this world. But in the last day, God has created is a royal place, the palace, the New Jerusalem, that the place where God will be with those who believe in Him. And that palace that beautiful palace has been built on the foundation. There are 12 steps. And each step is one, the name inscribed on the step of the apostle. They are only a servant for a period, short period. James has been dying. And Jesus, only a few years of service by James, but the name of those apostles has been inscribed in the royal palace on the step. And Jesus said, this is the accomplishment of these apostles. And by grace, you and I can be receiving that honor. We can be like Mary. We can be like the apostle. Not because what we have, we achieve only by grace. And our response to that grace, you have been saved. Paul said, what, why are we saved? Paul, in Ephesians chapter 2 said, we have been saved in Christ so that we can do all the good works that God has planned for us. Each one of us, just like Mary, we have been saved, have a purpose. We have a responsibility that God has given each one of us. If we recognize that we have been as a stone to be built by the house of the Lord, we are each part of the body that God has created his body on this earth, the church. We have to fulfill. There is no price that can buy our soul for him. And there's the story about a church has been, the roof has been destroyed and then the water flowing down into the pulpit. And there's a carpenter trying to use the board to temporarily use the board to cover the leak, and a nail is used to put the board, hang the board on there. The nail says, I'm only a lowly, just you. Why can I be use something greater, or a nail that can be used at the bottom, but a nail sitting on top of the roof, nobody can see me. And the nail, and he took himself out. When the nail was taken out, and the board was fallen to, and that hole exposed the rain and leak of water coming to the pulpit. New congregation. The story is only imaginary, but it has that meaning that each one of us is important for God. God chose each one of us for a purpose, because God needs us when God chose us for a purpose. If we can stand in the place God has chosen, we can become a valuable instrument for God. Our life here on earth, among the COVID, when we talk about COVID here and there, that changed everything. From the relationship, from the job that we have, it changes our desire, our plan has been upended by COVID. And COVID has changed many people, even the faith. And we are in the days when the restlessness. There is no official result for a presidential who there are some lawsuits still out there because of this precedence rate. And I've heard that there are a few senators in the GOP has left their place and support the Democrats. Why? Because they thought that the wind has changed. The political wind has changed. Trump is no longer will be there. Maybe Joe Biden will become. And so why don't they prepare ahead of time to follow the political wind? We don't know what will happen, but the Congress will be deciding the president. But we listen, our person always has the way to find peacefulness in the world, according to our wisdom, that we have forgotten that when God chose us for a purpose, for a goodness. The key verse, not that you have chosen me, but I chose you and sent you so that you can go out and bear fruit. And the fruit, everlasting fruit. Why did God guarantee this? Because God chose us. Because God used the impossible because of His promise for us. Because of His grace for us. So, someone who understands the grace, that person can live ready to pay a price for that grace. And there's a bishop in the old church, and his name is Bastille. He was captured by a Roman ruler. And he was asked to deny Jesus, but he decided not to do that. And this emperor said, if you deny Jesus, I will give you a position, richness. And this bishop also said, dear emperor, everything that you give me is only to tend a little child, not me. Because all the emperor had promised for me, it really belonged to God. You don't have any of this, except God gave it to you. And all those things, only because God has given it to you. The emperor said, was very angry. He said, if you do not deny Jesus, I will face all your possessions. I will put you to exile. I will torture you and kill you. And Basil said, dear emperor, you want to possess my possession? But on this earth, I have nothing. My inheritance is up in heaven. You want to exile me? Thank you. I will have more time to be close to God. You want to torture me? You can make my body to suffer, but my desire in God will be more pleased. Because God said, whoever suffers for His name and the blessing is even more. Thank you, Emperor. And if you want to kill me, dear Emperor, only you kill my body. You can kill my faith. You cannot never kill my soul. Emperor said he could not take it anymore. You are crazy, Emperor said to Basil. Oh, King Emperor, I hope that I can be crazy forever like this. I hope that this exemplary bishop, as you let us know that we have been chosen as children of God to glorify His name. Basil has been released because the emperor could not do anything to him to make him deny Jesus. How about our faith in the current situation? May God strengthen them. Remember that we have been chosen to go out to bear fruit, the fruit everlasting. May God give us the ability to examine ourselves in this Christmas season, that we are chosen people of God. Let's all stand. We turn our heart toward God for prayer. And this morning is the first week of the month. We will receive the cup and bread that are represent the body and the blood of Christ. Memorizing the saving grace. And those who are at home, please prepare yourself a cup and a bread to represent the body and blood of Christ, to be fellowship with each other, commemorate the sacrifice of our Lord on the cross. Let's put our heart toward God for prayer. Maybe we were asleep to receive. Be our Heavenly Father. We thank you because you have chosen us. It's above our understanding. We could not understand it because of this grace. But we know one thing. Not that we chose you, but you have chosen us first. And this is not something by happenstance. You have chosen us so that we can go and bear fruit, that those fruit will be everlasting. Thanks be to God because of your everlasting plan for each one of us here, so that we can participate. Maybe with fruit. And this time we will receive the cup and bread, represent your body and blood. May we examine our hearts so that we can be worthy of your sacrifice. Please help us so we could not despise the blood of Christ to be useless, that your sacrifice has a value. May we be helped to be worthy to receive the cup and the bread and to be in fellowship with you. We receive the cup and bread with thankfulness to be united, that to praise someone who has chose us for you. May your will be done on our life. We thank you, Lord, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.